Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Saturday, March 18th, 2023. International Criminal Court issues arrest warrant for Putin. Art stolen by Nazi Germany returns to Polish Museum. And Świątek through to semis at Indian Wells tennis tournament. Good afternoon. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin in the wake of his country's invasion of Ukraine. The Hague-based court said Putin was responsible for the unlawful deportation of children and unlawful transfer of people from occupied areas of Ukraine to Russia. The Commissioner for Children's Rights was also put on the same charges. The top war crimes prosecutor for the ICC opened an investigation into possible war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide in Ukraine a year ago. Commenting on the decision of the ICC, the Russian Foreign Affairs Minister said, "The decisions of the ICC have no significance for our country, including from the legal point of view. Russia is not a participant of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court and has no obligations under it." A 15th century Flemish work of art, which was stolen from Poland by the Nazis in World War II, have been returned to the country. The twin paintings stolen by the Nazi Germans during World War II and found recently in Spain have been returned to their original place in a museum in western Poland. Speaking at a press conference, Poland's Deputy Prime Minister and Culture Minister said, "Over the past 7 years, we have claimed over 600 artworks all around the world. At the moment, 135 restitution processes are underway in 15 countries. Poland's top-ranked Iga Świątek has stormed into the semi-finals of the BNP Paribas Open tennis tournament at Indian Wells, California, with a straight-set win over Sorana Cârstea of Romania. The Polish world number one, who is the defending champion at Indian Wells, sprinted past the 83rd-ranked Romanian player 6-2, 6-3 in the quarterfinals of the women's singles at the tournament in the California desert on Thursday. The 21-year-old Pole will now face Kazakhstan's world number 10 for a place in the final. And finally, two large banners defending the late Pope John Paul II have been hung on the Solidarity Movement headquarters and a church in Gdańsk in solidarity with and defence of the late pontiff. The banners read, "You woke us up, we will protect you." Pope John Paul II, who has been made a saint by the church, has been accused of covering up abuse within the Catholic Church during his time as Bishop of Krakow. The banners will also be hung on buildings in Warsaw and other cities. A spokesman for the Solidarity Union, which was instrumental in bringing about the downfall of communism in the country, said, "Today, when he needs our help, or rather his good name, because he cannot defend himself, Solidarity will defend his good name, just as he once defended us."
The weather.
Today will be a partly cloudy day with some sunny intervals in a moderate breeze, with temperatures of 10 degrees centigrade, 50 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 3 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will turn sunny in light winds, with temperatures of 14 degrees during the day and 5 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.